hold on. Okay. Okay, hold on. Okay. Okay, hold on. Okay. Okay, hold on. I'm here now.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Good. How's the mic sound? I got a new Yeti. Okay.
You look great. You sound great. By the way, this is Alexi. I'm not sure you two have met before.
Hi, Alexi. Alexia?
Alexi.
Alexi.
Yeah.
Is this, can you hear this?
Yep.
Okay. Hey. Oh, okay. You're
a dog also? Do you have a dog?
I don't hear that. I don't hear that.
Cool.
I don't hear that, dude. Tell me when we're ready.
Oh, we're ready. We're going. Yeah. This is perfect.
Sorry. Yeah, I was just doing some light reading.
Chris, if I could tear you away from your book.
Book. Sorry. Just let me take my reading glasses off. you regret everything already.
No, I'm so. Yeah. This is exactly what I need. You have no idea. I miss you very much. Glad to see you're still the most ridiculous person in the world. I was just telling Alexi about when you did that show where that guy was getting tattooed on stage.
This is a blessing. This is an absolute blessing.
Yeah, this is better than anything we had planned. I don't even know if we need to be here.
I'm going
to
69 myself! I'm going to do it! I'm going to do it! Yeah.
I would love it if you had a twin that looked exactly like you. Like, yeah. Dressed.
Oh, this
just
is.
Like you.
Oh, this is my twin.
Oh,
this
what's is his name?
Alexi.
Oh, Alexi Gordon? Cool.
Whoa.
Yeah. Beautiful name.
Yeah, sexy Alexi Gordon, I call him.
Love it.
I was telling her about when you did that show where that guy was getting tattooed live on stage and you didn't realize it. And you didn't you almost faint? Because you hate blood.
Yeah, I don't like needles and blood. They can get fucked, dude. That's why I'm never getting vaccinated. I'm anti-vax! they're going to have to go straight in my dick hole, bro. That's the way I'll take it.
That's the quickest Nothing way to pierced. Get it, I heard.
Yeah, straight to the main vein.
Right.
Oh, man.
Is there a term for that? Shoving something in your dingling like that?
I saw, remember that show on Showcase that Kevy used to jerk off to as a teenager?
Yeah, go on. Which one?
I know, there's a bunch of them.
Oz?
Red Shoe Diaries was one. No, it was like a comic from the UK, and he went around to different countries trying weird things like coffee enemas and putting... I just remember this motion where they tap different size gauges into their dick hole. Oh,
really?
so uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it Eddie Izzard? I think it may have been.
No, it wasn't. No.
Okay,
but I tried it. I just only had a bat around. So I used a full size baseball bat and just
shoved it into your cock.
Yeah. Tapped her in the dick hole. I mean, that's where Viagra goes anyways, so that's right. Well, I don't know if there's any other way.
I don't think so. Shove it in your dick. That's how you take Viagra. Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Don't male porn stars shoot things into their cocks to keep them hard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
You hate needles, so you could never do that. That's why you don't do that as a living.
That's the one thing standing in your way.
Yeah.
that's true. Plus, I'm against. I'm not into guns.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm against guns, so I couldn't shoot my dick.
I get it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's a good result. Oh, I get it.
I loved it. I loved your train of thought.
I'm sorry that there was a mix up for the time. As I told you on chat there that I was just shaving down my pube mound.
Right. How's it look?
Yeah. So, oh fuck. Yeah. it looks so good. It was like a lot of people let themselves go during the pandemic.
Right. Right.
And I did a bit. I got to be honest. It grew so much. Like my hair's really long. It started to join the back of my hair, my pube mound. underneath, and every time I got a boner, it ripped my head back. You know, it was brutal. Yeah.
Man, so. The science behind all this, I just love it. I know, that's so.
Did it for safety.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that you made yourself presentable for the show.
Yeah, no problem.
I love that about you. Actually, Marito was just in here, and I was saying that you're my best-smelling friend.
Yeah, thank you. I get that a lot. I used to, in high school, this was when I first started that I knew this was a thing.
Yeah.
As my, we'd have like wrestling class.
Yeah.
And I'd always show up naked. Yeah, everyone's like, change into your gym strip or whatever, your gym gear. And then I would forget, I would take off my clothes and then forget to put those on and just hit the mats. But no, I remember I was wrestling my buddy, and he's like, man, why your hair smells so good. He's like, I just want to bottle it and call it Gordon's hair. And then I don't know, I've got that since. I guess I am proud of it now.
Yeah,
pretty like, good.
Specifically, your hair is just luscious and smells so good. And every time I hug you, I just never want to stop.
What shampoo do you use?
I don't. I Horse semen. Yeah. Yeah. Two horses onto my head.
It probably is good for your hair.
No, it's great. Yeah.
Lots of protein.
Lots of protein. All natural tons. Ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're free range horses. Right. So it's ethical.
It's very ethical. You know, the horses love it. You love it.
People are like, that's bestiality. And I'm like, no, they're free range. So they're not in cages.
Yeah. They want to be here.
Yeah.
I even,
for putting on headphones, I realized I don't like having the headphones in front. Mm-hmm. I make a little space in my hair to put them on. Yeah. That's why I took a sec, but I was like, hold on. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks great.
Thanks.
It looks great.
Thanks. Can we just continue to talk about my hair for the rest of the time?
That's why I'm here.
Oh, man. What did Marito do? Was he dumb and stuff?
He was great. He walked through that thing. I don't know if you can see it.
He was actually there.
Yeah, he came in.
Amazing.
He told a bunch of stories about how he used to hate Tupac, and now he loves Tupac, and so that was good. He told the story.
That old rivalry. I forgot about that.
Yeah, him and Tupac. And then he told the story about his hair and how it went away. And that's actually, I think, how we started discussing your hair. And then I said,
I see.
You're my best-smelling friend.
He used to be he lived with me for a while.
Oh,
and,
really?
He had a single bed in his room, and it was on wheels. So anytime he fucked, it would move around the room.
Good for
like
him
a
for
little car. Yeah. I know.
I just pictured him. I just pictured him sleeping gently nestled between your action figures because he's roughly the same size as them.
Yeah. There was some of that for sure. And sometimes I would open the door and think he's fucking, and he was just on the bed by himself, moving it around. like practicing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's practicing his technique for when he, you know, does it for real. I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I would just keep the door open, and I'd be like, fuck, that's good. You know? I was like, oh, that's really good. Those are quick hips. I'd always go, those are quick hips. I would say that a lot.
That.
Fuck, those hips are quick. Marito Quick Hips. That's what he's always been known as since.
I'm going to call him that from now on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Quick Hips.
Yeah.
Let's see your techniques. Wink at him. So how's your action figure collection going? Has it grown drastically during COVID?
That's great. I never had time to put like a room together. They would just be lonely in the basement. But now I have a whole fucking room that like chicks love, you know, like babes come over and flood it. They get so moist. It's crazy. Yeah, which is funny enough. It was Marito's room, old room, is now the toy room, and so it already had tons of water damage from his because he squirts. Okay,
he does.
Yeah, Marito's a huge squirter.
Oh man,
yeah, we all are, right?
So we all are, yeah. I feel like that merits another nickname for him somehow.
Yeah, quick
burrito hit. Water Squirter. Damage.
Yeah. Oh man, where is he? Get him back out here.
I would love miss that. Him. Yeah, just put right. him on my lap right here.
Yeah.
Kind of work him like a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah, but the other way, you put your hand into his mouth.
Anyone who's just listening to this and not watching it, you're really missing out on a lot of Chris Gordon fisting his own face.
Just two fingers.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt my vocals. Vocal cords. You can
finger blast your own face. That's what that is.
Yeah.
I love when Chris would do shows, he'd always sell merch after.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And I truly do miss that. I still have my Chris Gordon t-shirt. I've worn it on the show before.
Oh, awesome.
And
I'm actually selling something today.
Are you? What are you selling?
Yeah. It's a copy of the book called The Game. I don't know if you guys have read it, but I have one copy. It's Penetrating the Secret Society of Pickup Artists. Yeah. And it's a good read. I haven't got the whole way through it, so I've only like half picked up a chick. So I'll finish that when I'm done. But I'm gonna sell it if anybody's interested. It's okay. $150,000 because I sign it. I'm not the author, but I'm probably one of the best at picking up chicks. So.
Yeah. I love that. In that book, the advice is that you have to have a lot of pieces of flair when you go out, so that you have conversation pieces to speak to women about. So how many pairs of goggles and Jamiroquai hats do you own?
I like how the advice is just to be an Applebee's server. Yeah. So fucking... Chicks love Applebee's servers.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, yeah. Basically all those pickup artist guys look like if Jamiroquai got really into 1995 goth culture. That's really what they all look like. Like big furry hats, but then like painted nails and a bunch of bracelets and stuff. It's really cool.
And the Applebee's is always like moving. Like that video. Yeah. Yeah, like constantly have to, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that Jamiroquai has come up so much with you.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. It's
love
great.
Jamiroquai. Great hats. Alexi, what do you think of pickup artist culture? Do you think when a guy approaches you and he's wearing three sets of goggles and like a steampunk hat, is that hot?
I mean...
She's trying to be nice.
Look, like, for me, I feel like I am that guy.
Oh, so. Really? Are you a pickup artist?
Yeah. Heck yeah. Look at
oh, wow.
my Charlie Chaplin / Hitler.
Dude,
sweater.
Alexi bangs tons of chicks.
Yeah, I bang.
Oh, that's so cool.
Quick hips Alexi, they call her.
Oh, amazing.
Yes.
I'm trying to... I got a little picture, so I'm trying to zoom in on your fashion right now.
It's got an Adolf Hitler pattern on it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's
amazing. Oh, there we go. I fixed everything.
That's great.
Yeah, I like my conversation pieces. So, yeah. I mean, like, when I see somebody else like that, it's so rare. And, like, usually I'm like, yeah, whatever. You have this.
Do you have this sweater? Didn't think so. Not worth talking to you.
I feel like, to me, it's like I'm the pinnacle of that. And, like, yeah.
I heard you wrote The Game.
I did write The Game, actually.
Yeah. Oh, God. He actually wrote, I don't know if you know this, but, like, Kiss. Remember Kiss did, like, comic in their blood? Their blood? Yeah, that all of his is semen.
Really?
All the writing.
Neil Strauss wrote that in his own jizz? I love that.
Yeah, it's all jizz. Honestly, the reason I haven't finished the book, can't get the pages apart. It's insane, dude.
It's like invisible ink.
So
like
stuck together.
That's just so hot.
they just snap it. And
I like it. Yeah.
It crumbles into the breeze.
That guy, Neil Strauss, who wrote that, he also wrote The Dirt, the Motley Crue biography.
Oh.
And I saw him doing an interview about that book, and he's like, I just don't get it, man. I've hung out with all these like cool bands. I've only had like two girlfriends. And then he wrote that book after hanging out with Mystery, who's the number one pickup artist in the world from Toronto. And now Neil Strauss calls himself the second best pickup artist in the world. Next to
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wait, this was before he wrote the book or after?
He After, like, once he like he went and lived. It's weird. There was this, there was a house full of pickup artists, and it was Mystery, then Neil Strauss, a bunch of other guys, and Courtney Love. They all lived together.
Oh, that's so weird. I love how the guy's named Mystery. Like, chicks love mysterious dudes. Fuck, I'll be Mystery. Names himself Mystery.
The other guy, the other pickup artist's name is just Money.
Yeah, there's Mystery, Money, and Bad Boy. Fuck those guys.
I know we're joking, but there probably are pickup artists named Money and Bad Boy.
Oh, my God. I hope so.
I particularly like Bad Boy.
Bad Boy is hot. What a hot name.
Yeah. I feel like there's that movie that came out too, The Dirt. Was that beginning of pandemic or was that before?
Could have been 10 years ago, could have been last week. I have no idea at this point.
It does feel like that. My pandemic started with a lot of people's did Tiger King, right? And then I got into Bar Rescue pretty huge.
Oh, I'm into that now.
It's crazy.
I love how disgusting
John Taffer.
I love when he flips out on people. And then the next day, he's like a loving father figure to them.
It's so good.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And there's a billion episodes. I tried to joke about it for a while that I was watching Bar Rescue during the pandemic, and I like got all through all like 97 seasons of it. Yeah. And I was like, it's crazy because after the pandemic, like they're gonna have to ramp up production.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it is funny too because like I just bought a season because my girlfriend loves it and she said there's an episode where he actually just leaves in the middle of the episode and I was like, I gotta see that.
I think I've seen that.
And I'm like, what episode is it? She's like, season 3, episode 34. Jesus fucking Christ, it's so many episodes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's way early on in the series.
I think they are in like season 11 or something now, right? Like it's
crazy.
I love any show like that, and it's so formulaic, and it so works for me. Yeah. Like Hell's Kitchen or Kitchen Nightmares is like that too. It's exactly the same shit every time. Yeah. I assume right after he helps him and leaves, the bar goes under. It must.
It's like 67% of like the restaurants in Kitchen Nightmares go under.
Gordon Ramsay's intimidating though. Like he would kick your ass. I feel like for real.
Yeah. Oh, he reminds me of the chef that I used to like work with, and I like get like a little sadistic kick out of like watching him yell at the people.
When he called that guy dick face a bunch of times, and then crushed, smushed his muffin onto his chest. That was so cool.
I love him so much.
Yeah.
What was I going to say about Bar? I've been recently. I do look him up. Yeah, like see if the place is still there and exists. Yeah. But the worst is when like it's recorded, and then the best part is like how they're doing now, or like the reveal, and that gets cut off, and you're like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" That threw the whole formula for no payoff, or it starts an episode and it's the end of the last one, and you're like, "Oh, for fuck's sake!" Like it gives you all that you wanted away.
Really? It does that on. Okay. Yeah.
No, I don't know. My VCR, it's fucked.
Well, like, I just love
record
that
everything.
VCR.
No, I record everything on VCR.
On VHS tapes.
Yeah, it's weird. We recently started watching 600 Pound Life.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
I don't know how to do the bit, but I want to do an impression of the doctor because he's like,
okay, the thing is you gotta do in I hate you because you're fat.
he's the worst. He hates them and his voice.
Have you seen 1,000 Pound Sisters?
Have I seen them?
Alexi!
My first and last three-way almost died. No, okay. It's what I'm into. Leave me alone. I think I have seen that too. Yeah.
It's like and, a spin-off or something.
Yeah. 1,000 Pound Sisters. But, oh, God, there's so many of them. It's weird to think, like, it's bad. Like, you're like, I guess America is bad. There's so many of these episodes.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like it's getting too sad right now.
Oh, wait. Here's a question.
Switch it up, guys. Let's switch it up. Look, pop up. Cool. Yeah, I've been doing some pretty a lot of reading over the pandemic. So, just one of my recommendations. Yeah, if you need, it's an Amazing Spider-Man-tastic pop-up book.
Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
There's also an X-Men version.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, oh, I love so. That era of Wolverine.
Oh, thanks.
Do you prefer the yellow costume or the brown costume?
I don't know. I think I like yellow, like you said. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Alexi's looking at me confused.
I just don't know.
Wolverine talk.
And Storm. God,
oh, okay, cool. So here's
Storm.
A question. Because you hate blood and needles and stuff, do you like Dr.
Oh,
Pimple
back
Popper?
To this? Oh, God. Yeah, I can't do that.
I love that one.
I have
so satisfying.
Sat through part of an episode, but there was literally times when they're advertising that when we're watching the other and I'm like eating something.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then I'm like, ah, you have to, like, I forget. Yeah.
I remember
what
that
it
with,
is, but it's
with
awful.
Fear Factor when it was on TV and it just in the commercial, they'd be eating cockroaches. Like, hey, wait a second. I didn't sign up for this.
You
what
know,
are you doing? Don't
terrifying.
Do that to me. Yeah.
Oh, I started, though I did, I went down a weird, did you ever watch Indian barber videos on YouTube?
No.
Oh my God, they're so relaxing. They do like these weird like head massages and then they do, they crack your neck.
But oh,
they
aren't, I love like, that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They aren't chiropractors, so that's good. And then they do like weird, and then some of them like clean your ears.
Oh, I love it.
Weird. Yeah,
is that
I know.
Gross to you, or do you like it?
It's gross, and I like it. I don't know.
I just like wonder, like what, how, like could they do that for me? Like,
oh, I want the chiropractor that puts the noose around your head and just pulls your head and it snaps. I want.
Oh my
that.
God! Oh yes, Doc Houston, your Houston. Hey, it's your. No, he's like really whiny voice. I tried Houston chiropractor, Dr. Gregory Johnson. Your Houston chiropractor. They're all ring, the ring dinger, the yeah. ring dinger, double dinger. Fuck, I need that so bad.
Oh,
I just need
that.
Somebody to try and take my head off my body. That's all I've ever wanted.
But I grow like.
Yeah.
Couple inches.
I wonder if yeah. there's anything to that. Yeah. If they fix your spine, I wonder if you're taller after.
I noticed, like, I went to a chiropractor and she kind of like did something like that, and yeah. I was definitely like, I felt taller. Probably not. Actually.
Everyone confuse you for Shaq after
yeah.
that.
Oh my God. Well,
you're supposed to be shorter at the end of the day, right? Because
yeah.
your spine compresses. So, and I asked my chiropractor about if he'll do that, but he said they're very non-specific adjustments. So, chiropractors about like, where's the problem? Okay, I'll fix that. Where's where they just like take your spine, like you're basically being put in a noose
yeah.
and they pull your head. It's just decompressing the entire spine. So it's like a whole, but God, I want it. He won't do it.
It's so satisfying watching those videos, the sounds. And I love when the people get
oh,
scared.
Yeah.
Like the guy, there's this one that my girlfriend likes. It's this like shredded dude and he's like pretty young and he's like handsome.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah, okay. And I like when he does it to people and they go, ah!
I always love cracking things, everything. I took chiropractic courses at university because
no
I was
way.
Gonna yeah be a chiropractor, but then I decided to crack jokes. Is this on crack jokes? But I love watching that. And I always crack, but my girlfriend hates it because I'll just like surprise crack her or I'll like grab her ankle.
She's oh, really?
There.
You know
oh, yeah.
that shit?
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
What a delight you are to date.
Yeah. Clubbing. I was at a birthday party once. My friend's like, I can't remember. It's another comic, but I remember him, Eddie Del Sepe, but
yeah.
he had a birthday party. This is when he still lived in Toronto. And I just became like the party favor was cracking everyone's spine.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
It was crazy. And then half an hour later, I cracked I did a show for the Flames, ended up cracking their.
No way.
We were pretty drunk. I probably shouldn't have said that. They'll sue me. Anyways, and then Milan Lucic picked me up and cracked my spine and almost killed me.
Wow. Dude, you love the Flames. That must have been so cool.
It was amazing. But I cracked people, the servers at a club in Calgary, and they loved it so much they bought me a shirt. And the front said, when bitches need a crack. And then on the back, it says, I got their back.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
So, yeah, I always.
Wait, what was the show with the Calgary Flames?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did. They hired me to do a private show for them. And this was, not, I did it with Chris Griffin and awesome. My girlfriend came along and we got so drunk. I literally, I think I haven't drank for like over a year now. I think that's partly because of that gig.
Really?
we got so wasted. It was so fun. It was the best.
Like, was it in a venue or was it?
It was a secret location. It was between when they had training camp and the beginning of the season. Yeah, this was pre-pandemic, the year before.
Yeah.
And it was out in like Kananaskis area. Okay. And so we did a show for them. it was a lot of fun. And I've kept in contact with them since before last playoffs. So I sent them like a video. It's pretty fun.
Oh, that's so
cool. I'm basically, Griffin and I always joke about how we're on the team now. It's pretty awesome. Yeah.
That's.
But, yeah.
Like, you love that team. I had no idea. That's, I know. Like, amazing.
It was weird. It was like, I did a fire fundraiser years ago when Fort Mac fires happened, and Jerry D had it at the Yucks in Calgary.
Yeah.
And he asked me to do it, and I did it. And I think from that, there was Jamie McLennan, he's an old backup goalie for the Flames like years ago. And he's like a sports broadcaster now. But he seemed to like what I did and kept in contact. And we sometimes talk on like Instagram. So then when the Flames were looking for a comic, they asked, somehow talked to him. And because he actually also used to date Eliza Schlesinger.
Oh, wow.
So And, so he was kind of in on the comedy scene and went to a lot of shows in Calgary. And then, I think that's how I got hooked up years later with doing this gig.
Wow.
So,
That's
great.
Yeah,
it's pretty sweet.
When you are like opening for like an established comic, mm-hmm. it must be so hard for them to go after you because you're so ridiculous, like especially the way you end your sets. Does anyone get upset with you about that stuff?
I usually close my sets by saying, this fucking guy will never be able to follow this. then I just leave. You paid $80 for this ticket? Well, it's fucking over. I'm done.
I've only seen you headline. Like, I've never seen you feature anything. So I'm so curious how that goes. Where,
even if I feature or MC, I'm headlining, dude. I had an audition for Jan. Don't know if you heard of the show. John, Canadian Jan Arden. And my audition was for an MC. And I think I fucked up a couple times. If you give me words to say that aren't mine, I don't know. Anyways, but I pulled it together, did the audition. And then after they were like, oh, it's a great job. And I was like, well, actually, I don't know what they said. I don't know if they said that. They may have said that. But they're like, probably like, that was the best fucking audition we've ever seen. And I go, yeah, thanks. And then I was like, but I usually headline. And I left the room. I know this is for an MC, but talk to Jan because I usually headline. Anyways, didn't get that because she was too jealous. Jan. You won't see me on Jan, will you? She's jealous. Jealous Jan. Jealous. They should call this show. You like that, Jan? You like that, Jan Arden? You fucking like that, Jan Arden? What happened? I'm fighting Jan Arden now. Oh, man.
We should probably call the episode Fighting Jan Arden.
Yeah.
Yeah, please do. Oh, God.
Wow.
I love this.
I don't even know what to say. That's just the best audition I've ever heard of. Leaving like that is so funny.
Yeah,
they laughed, but I never got the part.
Oh, no.
They're like, cross them out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Chris, what is a weird day job you had?
Drug dealer?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I used to... I was a drug dealer as a kid. It was Viagra's for adults. Okay, this is getting out of control. I've cleaned up my act. I said it was 2021 now. I haven't drank for over a year. I'm feeling better. I feel good. I feel much better. I'm clean and sober now. And fucking 2021. Fuck you, Jen. Fuck you.
Oh, sorry.
Got a little something on your nose there, Chris.
What?
Got a little something. On your nose.
I was having donuts before this. Yeah, they're powdered donuts.
Oh, I see.
Powdered with cocaine. Oh, yeah. Love donuts.
So good to see you, Chris.
So great to see you, you know. Well, thank God this wasn't a Jan podcast. You know what I mean? Fuck.
It is now.
Is she next? Is that the person you're interviewing next?
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Oddly enough, and then
it's all about you, one.
Yeah, I show up in the studio just railed on coke in the background. How did he get here so fast? It must be the cocaine.
Solves all problems. Yeah. Chris, have you ever had an experience with a ghost?
I thought you were going to say goat. And I was like, this is gross, dude. A ghost. No, the closest I came, the closest I came to coming on a ghost was when I was jerking off in the cemetery. my favorite thing to be for Halloween is racist. It's another joke I wrote that I don't know if it'll work, but I'll do it here, I guess. Fuck you, Jan! there's a haunted hotel in small town Alberta, Wayne Hotel.
Okay.
I think it's called the Wayne Hotel. And I did a gig there, and I was actually years before supposed to film this thing where we were going to sleep on the haunted, like the third floor is supposed to be haunted.
Yeah.
And that never ended up panning out. But then years later, I did a comedy show there, and some of the comics were staying overnight. And we did the show, and then we were like asking about it. And they said like, oh, that's the third floor. We actually use it for storage now. So you can go up there, but it's all just like furniture.
Yeah.
I was making a bunch of dumb videos though, where I would like pretend it was haunted and like there'd be a painting on the wall. And then I would be like, holy fuck. But I'd hit it with my hand and then pan over and it'd be like rocking. I'm like, like that type of stuff. But I actually took a photo there in the hallway. And I think this was the second floor. At the end was like exit sign. And then, I put my hand up in his way. He's happy. There's an exit sign. It was pretty dark, and then it went out to like a fire escape.
Yeah.
And I took a picture there. My buddy took the picture, and then when I got back, and I was just standing there, and my arms don't appear in the picture. Like, it's fucked. Like, we're like joking around about how it's haunted, and it probably was just the lighting and everything, but like at the sleeve cut off, I looked at it and I was like, usually there's super huge biceps there, you know? And there was nothing. It was just dark. And I was like, we're kind of freaked out by that. So that's the closest it came to coming on a ghost.
Oh, okay. You almost got there.
Yeah. But I didn't have arms, so I couldn't jerk off.
If that ghost was considered, it would have helped you out.
Yeah, that would have been true.
Dude,
yeah.
I'd love to fuck a ghost.
I know, right in the mouth, right? Yeah. Just skull
so
fuck
hot.
A ghost, dude.
So
hot. I'd love to skull fuck a ghost with you, dude.
Yeah, me too, man. Can't wait to see you. What's happening?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, we should just end it on that.
Oh, my hair keeps getting ripped back because of the joining from earlier, the boner, you know. God. let's just have a good time. Let's have fun during this pandemic. Fuck, man. Fuck the vaccine, bro.
I think you gotta leave this one in color so people can see what's happening.
100%.
Yeah. You look great, Chris. Thank you for coming
Thank
on the
you.
Show.
I feel amazing.
Chris Gordon, everyone. Hilarious comedian on Instagram. That's his name. Thank you so much for being here today.
I guess I'll see you guys later. Woo! Woo! Yeah!